Sussex County on a parcel containing 6,200ths of an acre, more or less, lying southwest of Route 24, 315 feet south of Road 289. Bear with me a second. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the site plan for this application. Again, I have two agency comments, first one being from DLDOT, the Department of Transportation. It is in the form of a support facilities report dated June 23rd of 2006. Makes reference to the AR zoning present and a proposed conditional use. Makes reference to John J. Williams Highway, also known as Route 24, from Road 277 to Road 279. There is an annual average daily traffic of 17,664 vehicles per day, with a summer average of 23,080 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The level of service is level of service E and will remain so with or without this application. The information sent to DLDOT to get comments made reference to a professional office space. The second comment is from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. It makes reference to the application, the location, the intended use, and the size of the parcel. The site is not located in a county operated or maintained sanitary sewer water district. An individual on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area Study will be required. The county is currently conducting a planning study for the North Coastal Sussex area. The study is scheduled to be completed in 2008. The county currently has no schedule to provide service to this project, and a concept plan is not required. That was signed by John J. Ashman. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Hi, my name is Daniel D. Rupert, Jr. I reside at 3801 Trout Run Road, York, Pennsylvania. At this time, I am planning to open up a general contractor type business, basically just something small where I can do my plans and have the customer come in and go over plans and blueprints and maybe pick out samples of carpet or cabinets, but just a small type business. And also my wife is planning on doing she's a bookkeeper, and she's planning on doing bookkeeping for companies too small to have their own bookkeeping. Pretty much that's about it. It'll be very low traffic in and out. I have 1,000 square foot of space that I can turn into two offices, one for my wife and one for myself.
All right, sir. We appreciate your comments. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And Mr. Johnson, I guess we're going to start with you.
Is it Rupert?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Rupert, why this spot?
Well, I built the house because we planned on retiring and moving down here from our jobs right now. And we actually have a place over in the Rohit Bay community, a trailer. And we bought this property. Actually, bought two. We were going to actually originally sell this property and build our second one, but it didn't work out, so we sold the second lot, and now we plan on retiring from our full-time jobs now and moving down here. We pretty much fell in love with the area, so since we have it already, it's there, you know.
So is your intention to also reside in the house?
Yes, it'll be a residence.
And by general contractor business, what are you referencing?
Well, I basically it'll be more or less like remodeling. I used to do that before I started the job I'm in now. And it'll just basically be putting decks, putting carpet in, plumbing. There's no electrical work involved. I have to get somebody else to do that because I don't have a license for that. But and probably eventually I'm now getting started on heating and air conditioning. And that'll probably be part of it too.
Are you anticipating employees?
No.
So basically one person.
It'll just, well,
shop.
I mean, I may.
As a general contractor?
Yeah.
Okay. And about how many square footage of the house will you be occupying for your residence versus the business?
The residence, that the total living space in the house is 2,800 square foot. So 1,800 of it will be living space. The other 1,000 would be storage or office space.
Okay. Mr. Lank?
Sir.
Does that change the parking requirement if we're looking at 1,000 square feet for office space versus?
Well, with a mixed use, you would basically take the two parking spaces for the residents, and the amount of business would show the amount of parking it would need, and it would be an office space. It would be the office space portion would be 1 per 200 square foot.
So that would cut it back to perhaps seven parking.
It would come back at a site plan.
Okay. So maybe you wouldn't have to pave the whole front yard.
Right.
I have no further questions this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
Just on the parking, were you anticipating, I mean, why is there so many parking? Will you be parking vehicles in this?
No, that's what they came up with. I gave it to, I'm new at this, but I gave it to the firm to take care of it, and that's what they've.
Well, okay. I can tell you what they did, Mr. Burton. It's 2,800 square feet, one for every 200. That's 14 spaces.
Okay.
So they parked out the whole thing.
They've calculated the whole building as being a business, not considering as a dwelling.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy.
Are you anticipating storage of any materials?
No. No, it'll be one of those because I'm going to be basically by myself, and you know I may have to go out and hire a person to complete a job if it's too big for me. But no, it'll be just something that I'll go to the hardware or the lumber yard, pick up what I need, or the carpet store and pick
brief
up what
job.
I need. Basically, the only thing I'll have is like if I'd have samples of carpet or something like that.
Okay, so there'll be no outside storage of materials
no,
or anything
no.
like that.
Only maybe tools. That'd be about it.
And so you won't be getting any deliveries or any?
No, I don't anticipate any now.
Okay. Are you requesting a sign to be placed out front?
No.
A sign?
No.
Okay. Is there anything in, this is in the subdivision, is that correct?
Yes.
Is there anything in the restricted covenants that deters?
Not that I know of.
I don't know. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Just one, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rupert, will there be, you said something about HVAC as a possibility. Will there be any manufacturing on site? Will you be
No,
doing
no, it's just something. The HVAC, it's not actually, it would be repairing units, going in and adding Freon. No, there wouldn't be any type of, at least not at this point that I know of. I can't foresee anything like that.
I'm asking because I think part of this is being a conditional use that the commission has the ability to put certain commissions on which may allow something or may preclude something from happening, and just trying to get a sense if there would the other gentlemen of the commission have asked some good questions about storage, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I guess my question was about manufacturing.
No, there wouldn't be any type of manufacturing. I'm not saying I wouldn't bring something back to work on as far as manufacturing anything. I can't see anything. Everything would be basically done on site.
Mm-hmm. So. And the any trucks or trailers that you would use would be either enclosed, the trucks perhaps stored in the parked in the garage.
Yeah, I would at the most. I would think I'd maybe have a work van to put in the garage. There would be nothing, as far as I could see right now, stored outside.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious if you've ever been by these places sometimes where the truck you know, gets parked right out by the mailbox and,
yeah,
in essence, acts as a mobile sign.
No, I don't anticipate that. I mean, I'm hoping things will work out by word of mouth, and I won't, you know, just the address should be fine. I don't see any reason why I would need a sign at this point. It's basically because we're both going to be retired, and it's just basically going to be, you know, like I said, pretty much word of mouth. I'm not even completely sure it'll be a completely full-time job. You know, it's just, that's basically the situation, and we just need to make it legal. Yeah.
One other question, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. This is helpful, providing the site plan. Could you just sort of embellish the record and give me an idea of what's around this site? I've seen the site, but I'd like for you to, if you could, please, sir.
Well, there's a house on either side. There's a wooded area behind. We left the trees. The lot's pretty much all cleared. We left the trees in front to block out some of the noise and stuff. But it's pretty much an open lot across the street. I guess that's what you're asking, right? Across the street's open. There is an electrical, transformers right across the street. But pretty much at this point, there's not much around me.
If I might add, Mr. Smith,
please,
having been there today, there is a church a few lots down from it on the same side of the road. And on the northern side, there's the boat storage property that's set back from the road.
Mm-hmm.
And across the road, down the road a piece, is the substation for the fire department. So there is some limited non-residential properties in the area.
Okay, I misunderstood. I mean, I didn't know if you wanted to, I thought you meant just right, you know, connecting to it, but yeah.
You gave me a great answer. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
That's all.
That's it? Okay, Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
I just have to wonder, after hearing what we heard, why isn't this considered a home occupation?
I was looking at that as well. The accountant side of it, I think you mentioned for his wife.
Yeah.
Both. Is it because there'd be more than one business?
It actually could be a home occupation. The difficulty there is if he hires that one employee, then he's not in compliance with his home occupation. I mean, his wife's operating a business, and he's operating. We have that on several locations, but not very many. But I'll say a few, not several. But
typically, those employees don't show up at the point of
if he hired an employee and picked him up at his residence rather than at the site, then he would still be able to operate at home occupation.
Good question. I was wondering the same thing. Thanks.
I mean, it's different than what it appeared to be when you look at the drawing. It's like the entire site was going to be.
Yeah.
Office, and I can see why it would be considered.
It gets into, you know, sort of what his testimony is, talking about, you know, whether things are being stored or sold from the premises, that type of thing.
It's probably safe to do it this way, but so.
All right, sir. Thank you. Counsel, you have anything to add or ask?
No, thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with any interest in your application. If anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1719, Daniel D. Rupert, Jr. If anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1719. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burton has left. Okay, well, we're going to close the public hearing. And again, in the interest and because of the weather, I would ask for a motion for deferral now so that we don't hold these folks up, and we'll refer back to the other one here in a minute as we get done. There's a quorum present, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use 1719 application of Daniel D. Rupert. My motion is for deferral to give the commission time to give this matter further consideration and to clarify whether or not there is a restrictive covenant in this subdivision.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1719, Daniel D. Rupert, Jr. for further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, we're going to refer back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 1715, Good Earth Market, LLC. Gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion for deferral.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And regarding conditional use number 1715, Good Earth Market, LLC, is the applicant. My motion, sir, is for deferral at this time for the commission to consider this matter and also to allow Mr. Robertson to look at the previous and existing conditional use on this tax parcel.
Second. So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1715, Good Earth Market, LLC, to allow the commission further time to consider the evidence presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Burton, while you were gone, we decided in the interest of the weather and everyone that we would entertain motions directly after the hearing instead of referring back so that okay. Folks don't have to wait around unless they want to see how everybody else fares.
Not much on television, right?
We're on television. We're on the internet. You can go home. You can tune in. You know, it's the best thing on TV on Thursday nights. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1774, Rubino C. Chase, LLC.